USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House sent a new coronavirus stimulus proposal to House Democrats Tuesday as negotiations between congressional leaders continue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin delivered the $916 billion proposal, which is larger than the $908 billion framework offered up by a bipartisan group of lawmakers earlier this week. It also contains a $600 direct payment, something that more Republicans are supporting. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is one, and he tells News Nation that many Americans are still struggling, even if they're still able to work.
I've talked to the president about this issue multiple times now in the last few days, and I can say with a great deal of confidence that I believe he supports direct payments. You've got a lot of working people who have jobs, but their hours are reduced. They've taken pay cuts, but they've got kids at home because of COVID distance learning. Those folks need relief, and I think that ought to be the centerpiece of any COVID relief effort.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Texas's attorney general filed suit Tuesday against four other states in an attempt to stop their electors from voting in the Electoral College. The suit names Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, claiming the changes made by those states to their laws surrounding mail-in voting violated federal law. Ken Paxton contends that these changes allowed voter fraud to occur. He's asking the Supreme Court to push back the deadline for states to appoint electors to allow further fraud investigations. Paxton says he filed the suit to protect the integrity of the electoral system. He tells Fox News that if some state legislatures are unwilling to oversee their elections, there are those willing to step in.
It's really important to my state that my voters be represented. And if other states don't follow the Constitution, and if their state legislature isn't responsible for overseeing their elections, and we have other people who are not under the Constitution, supposed to be doing this, it affects my state.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many renters across the country could be in serious trouble when a federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the year. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Nearly 12 million renters owe an average of $5,800 in back rent and utilities by January. That's according to a new report from Moody's Analytics. But the financial pinch could get worse for those renters as the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. On top of this, many governors and mayors across the country have shut down major sectors of the economy, leaving millions unemployed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upward and that the Wolverines would not be able to field the full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. And Mount Everest has had a small growth spurt that has ended a years-long dispute between China and Nepal. The two nations announced the final result of a painstaking new survey of the world's tallest mountain, showing the summit stands 29,031 feet above sea level, about 2 feet taller than previously recorded. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.